presentation about our efforts to evaluate efforts in North Carolina to expand preventive dental care for young children enrolled in Medicaid through pediatric primary care offices. Dental decay is the most common chronic disease among preschool children in the U.S. 1 in 4 children in this country are born into poverty and suffer twice as much tooth decay as their affluent peers. And fewer than 1 in 5 Medicaid-enrolled children use any preventive dental care. General dentists are not trained to provide care for infants and toddlers and are poorly reimbursed by Medicaid to provide care, which acts as a disincentive. In response to these issues, alternative settings for providing preventive dental care for young children are being explored, and the most recent innovation has been the use of the pediatric primary care setting. The premise for this approach is that more than 90% of preschool age children have well visits, they get immunizations, and therefore it provides a very good setting to be able to get access to these children who are in pediatric offices but are not in dentist offices. So in North Carolina, the program that we have is called the Into the Mouths of Babes program, or IMB, where physicians are trained to provide services that Medicaid reimburses them for up to 6 visits before the age of 3. And this policy has recently been extended to allow for the child to be up to 3.5 years of age. The services that physicians, pediatricians are reimbursed for include screening, risk assessment, and dental referrals for children that have disease that needs to be treated, parent counseling about oral health behaviors, and topical fluoride therapy for the child. So the research questions that we have are twofold. One is whether IMB affects use of dental care, meaning does it improve, as we hope, access to care in medical and dental offices? And specifically for medical offices, this refers to preventive care. And then in dental offices, we're interested in looking at access to preventive and restorative care. And then also how this program affects physician referrals for dental treatment, which sort of ties into the restorative care issue. And then the second major question here is whether it ultimately reduces the need for restorative care. The important thing to keep in mind here is that these are sort of competing outcomes that we're looking at. So in the short term, you would expect the need for restorative care to be high and use of care to be high because children who have existing disease are hopefully being referred to the dentist and are getting treatment for that. But in the long term, you also expect these restorative needs to go down because of the overall preventive effect of the program. So they're sort of competing outcomes. So the first analysis that looks at the use of preventive and restorative care uses a pre-post quasi-experimental design and an intent-to-treat analysis using a difference-in-differences regression model, which includes controls for the child, characteristics, provider supply, including dentists and physicians, and area controls such as urban, rural, and then water fluoridation. The data for this are Medicaid claims for 3.5 years, and we have child month records for little less than 300,000 children. So the descriptive results from this analysis, on the y-axis here are visits per month per 1,000 children. In the dental office, we see that there was a 100% increase in the use of preventive care and before and then after IMB was implemented in the county, and an 80% increase in the use of any care. And the any care here refers to preventive and restorative, but we can see that the major portion here is probably restorative. But then overall, the use of preventive care in medical offices was still higher at 15.7 visits per month per 1,000 children than in the dental office. The regression that looked at the likelihood of use of restorative care for 1,000 children aged 24 months, we found that 6.8 children were treated in the absence of IMB, but that 7.3 children received dental treatment after IMB was implemented in that county. The second analysis that looks at physician referrals for dental treatment. This is uses a subset of the bigger Medicaid claims data and is a cross-sectional analysis of 27,000 children using a two-level logistic regression model with similar controls for child, provider supply, and area characteristics. And in addition to the claims data, it uses what we have access to as called patient encounter forms that were completed by physicians when the child came in for the first visit. And it provides additional information about the dental disease status of the child and then whether they were referred to a dentist or not. So those were merged with the claims to get this information. So in this analysis, we find that overall, children with one or more tooth with decay were 15.4 times more likely to be referred to a dentist. And then when we stratify the analysis by urban or rural county, we find that the effect of untreated decay on referral, likelihood of referral for dental treatment is higher in metro counties than in non-metro counties. Finally, the third analysis that looks at the effectiveness of IMB, so the effect of IMB among the treated, this is a cohort treatment study which compares children with four or more IMB visits to those who never had or received IMB services. This analysis uses two-part regression models with number of treatments conditional upon treatment to model the likelihood of treatment for tooth decay. And the data here are from the Medicaid claims for 98,000 children with no treatment for IMB compared to 1,472 children who received four or more IMB treatments. So in this analysis, we find that for expected dental treatments per 1,000 children up to 4 years of age, that overall there was a reduction in the likelihood of getting dental treatment over time, but that this reduction was actually only statistically significant for anterior teeth. So if you find that for children up to 4 years of age, there was a 39% reduction in the likelihood of getting dental treatment over time. So in conclusion, the IMB program increased access to preventive dental care in medical and dental offices. It increased access to dental treatment services, which likely improved oral health. And it reduced the need for restorations in anterior teeth for children who receive four or more IMB treatments. So I think that these are, although these are data from the implementation phase of the program, that I think they provide good evidence for that this program may have some promise in terms of expanding preventive dental care for young children. The future plans are to expand the effectiveness analysis for additional 3 years of data, and then finally to assess the cost effectiveness of this program. Thank you. Well, it's a good question, but it's very controversial. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry and the American Academy of Pediatrics actually have sort of competing recommendations that they're trying to reconcile. But usually they say by 1 year of age or when the first tooth comes into the mouth. But I think that the problem here is that dentists are not trained to see children that young, and it's really not a priority with parents as well. And so, but the problem is also that the disease process, once it starts, it goes through so fast that you have to start really early to prevent the consequences.
And are they using fluoride? The pediatricians are putting fluoride on the teeth.
Right. It's fluoride. It's called fluoride varnish, and it's approved for use in infants and toddlers. We're actually in the process of creating the files right now. So we got more data up till the claims data through 2006. So we're hoping soon. Yes? No, these are physicians who are trained to provide the services. the physicians, family physicians, pediatricians who are trained in North Carolina. The program is through the in association with the NC Academy of Family Physicians, NC Pediatric Society, and the North Carolina Oral Health Section. And so they have a dental hygienist who goes to these offices on a scheduled basis, and she actually conducts trainings there for the practitioners in the office.